It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ooh, the bachelor's getting good. Okay, so Madison, who's saving herself for marriage, tells old Peter that basically, hey boy, do not sleep with anyone else during the fantasy suites.
If you're saying that you don't want me to spend, or you wouldn't be able to keep this going with me if I spent the night with anyone else, just so I can be clear.
In no way do I want to, like, give you, like, an ultimatum or, like, tell you what you can do or can't do at all. Like, and I hope you know that, and I hope you know my heart. But, I don't know, for me, like, actions speak louder than words, and I'm just really big on that.
Okay, that definitely is an ultimatum. She's like, I don't want to tell you what to do, but you absolutely may not sleep with anyone else in the fantasy suites.
I never think ultimatums are great, but also, Luke P. did the same exact thing last year on The Bachelor, and people freaked out at Luke P. He was like the biggest villain by telling Becca or Hannah B. what she can do with her body and what she can't do with her body. And then now this girl is saying the same exact thing, but people aren't freaking out as much, which I feel like is a little bit of a double standard.
I guess because Madison's saving herself for marriage, so she doesn't want him to sleep with other women. However, you went on The Bachelor, lady. Like, let's face reality here. Also, he does sleep with someone else, and then she gets up from the table and is not too happy. So, spoiler alert. So over in The Bachelor, I have to catch up. I'm like way behind on that. I love Pete Davidson over on SNL. There is a rumor he might actually leave the show. I certainly hope not. And I didn't know that he had such beef with Louis C.J. Here we go.
It's a true story. I don't want to like ruin the joke, but pretty much like he just like ratted me out to my boss.
Yeah.
It was so weird. I never really got over that.
Was it personally vindicating?
I think
for
so.
You to see his comedic downfall?
Oh my God. It was amazing. It was amazing. I imagine it's what like Ariana feels like now, like just watching me just tumble for 2 years.
I don't know why I say CJ, CK, Louis CK, the comedian, you know, has been in a lot of trouble and been a lot of heat. And he just said that he's basically a piece and they do not get along. He also opened up about all of his famous exes, and he blames his recent breakup with Kaia Gerber, Cindy Crawford's daughter, with his own personal struggles. So he's like, yeah, that one's on me. Do you like that though? Like, okay, so you see an ex who did you dirty and then their life is in shambles. Do you feel a sense of satisfaction or not?
I mean, if they did me dirty, then they've got bad karma coming towards them.
Yeah. I feel kind of sad. I don't know.
If they did you dirty though, if they cheated on you or something, or I don't know, not necessarily cheated.
I mean, I've been cheated on many a time. I don't know. I still just kind of feel bad. But yeah. I don't know.
Live the sweet girl.
Of all the things, that's like what gets me.
He also says that he might leave SNL and they're having conversations about it. It could be time for him to say peace out to the sketch show. I don't want him to leave. I like him on there. All right. Everyone's totally grossed out by this. And So Chops and I were on the Walking Dead train. Like when it first debuted, we were hardcore fans, kind of fell off. Well, there is like apparently the midseason premiere of The Walking Dead, Negan has a sexy scene with kind of a walker.
What?
And everyone, she has like decaying human skin on her mask, like on her face, and people are freaking out and they're disgusted.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't help but notice that you didn't say no to that.
Ooh.
You know what? It's been a long time. I reckon I will take my chances.
Stop. Talk.
Okay, so I used to love The Walking Dead. I watched season 1 through 8 religiously.
Is that what you said to Hostage Boy? Stop. Talk.
Oh my gosh. No. But I saw this on Facebook. It was like, see why The Walking Dead received a, you know, PG-13 or rated R or whatever. Right. I'm like, what the heck could have possibly happened? And I just watched this clip that you sent, McKenzie, and oh my gosh, I can't believe he does it with a walker, but it's not really a walker. It's a human disguised as a walker.
But still with like decaying skin. Ugh. And it's real gross. But I guess, I mean, it's the end of the world and it's been a long time, so you're not in your right mind. And lastly here, production of Mission Impossible 7 has been halted Due to the coronavirus, which we were just talking about. So the next installment of the film franchise, they were filming in Venice, and there's been more than 230 cases of the virus confirmed in Italy, so they've had to postpone filming. If anyone's going to save us from the coronavirus, I would think it would be T. Cruz, right? He's got superpowers.
Chuck Norris.
So we'll keep you posted on that.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
All right, so coming up, is this sweet or psycho? You make the call. Someone we know's ex legit did a background check on their new boo. We get into it coming up on Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.